Live well, win well. It's On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Want to welcome Dr. Norman Clement and Dr. Walter Wren. They've been guests on our show before as we were talking about the criminalization of Black and Brown doctors. I want to welcome you all again to On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes. How are you doing?
Thank you. Fine.
Good, good. We're glad to have you sharing with us today. Let's go, let's dig right in. Let's talk about this recent Atlanta shooting and how it is directly linked really to the drug problem that you all have experienced in terms of the government's attack on Black and Brown doctors. But also it raises the issue between legal drugs and illegal drugs, and sometimes it's getting mixed up in all of this. Dr. Norman, you start us off. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, you know, what was interesting about the case of the in the Atlanta shooting, the first thing that I heard was that a young man had gone into the office and he'd shot up his doctor's office. And I said, yep. And as it turns out, he was denied medication. He wanted a prescription for Ativan to treat his anxiety disorder. And his mother was with him, and she describes him as having a mental problem, mm-hmm. and that it was under control when he was in the Coast Guard, and they had come up with the right cocktail. And that led me to look at what was happening in the Veterans Administration. In the fact that there also was a CDC mention in here. Well, the CDC had developed a series of guidelines in 2016 that has led to simply an increase in suicide, particularly with veterans. Mm-hmm. And that increase has gone to almost 75%. And the veterans, when you read these stories, it talks about going into their physicians' offices and being denied medication and also being force tapered. That means that they're given a specific dose and through some certain formula or illogical calculation, they have determined that this dose is not correct and we're going to reduce the amount and leaving the veterans just simply out there to hang by themselves. And what happens oftentimes, these guys go out and start buying the illicit products out in the street, and then they die, but then they succumb to those dosages. But the concern is that the 75% increase in suicide caused by the Veterans Administration. So when we looked into this research, we found that way back in 2011, it says mm-hmm. the VA administration it began to develop policies that simply ignored the plight of the veterans. It's called the Opioid Safe Initiative. And it was poorly conceived and implemented. And that was a research that was done, brought out back in November 2021 by Dr. Jeff Singer, who is a general surgeon and a senior fellow at the Cato Institute, and Josh Bloom, who is director of the Chemical and Pharmaceutical Science at the American Council of Science. And that article was published October 2nd, 2021. And it studied the illogic VA policy that has contributed to this increase in suicide.
And so as we're seeing those numbers increase, because a lot of VAs and also individuals are not able to get the prescription that mm-hmm. they need. So now who's regulating this? Because when I look at the DEA, you know, that's comprised like forensic scientists and diversion investigators, law enforcement mm-hmm. officers. So are there any medical people on the DEA who really know and are making these policies and enforcing these things when they have no knowledge? Do they have knowledge of the legal drugs and the illegal drugs, the differences between the two?
No, they really don't, and they just appointed a new head of the DEA, and it's going to be a total failure, because here's a non-medical person dealing with medical issues that has no knowledge. So it's like, okay, I'm in charge of this. I want to decrease the amount of overdose deaths. What do I do? I said, well, first you have to educate the public. Let them know that you can get, if the drug is killing them now, it's fentanyl. And that the previous idea that a benzodiazepine, which is the Ativan, is a drug that the gentleman had, and opiate was not a problem. It actually, matter of fact, it may have been acted synergistically. But but the way they report is that if the person shows up with an autopsy to have fentanyl in their system, that they were seeking fentanyl, when in fact they weren't seeking fentanyl. They thought they were getting Ativan or Xanax or Soma or something else, Adderall, and they got fentanyl instead. So the thing is that all of the things that are going on, you can't put a Band-Aid on a dike and stop the flooding, stop the leak. Yeah. You have to have a plan. First of all, you have to sit down and have developed a plan. Then you have to sit down with people who know what they're talking about. And unfortunately, I went to a conference some years ago where the psychiatrists were telling us as primary care doctors that we should write less benzodiazepines. They didn't give us a good explanation as to why we should stop writing it, because I found it to be very helpful in decreasing anxiety, and even especially with pain. By decreasing the anxiety of the individual, you decrease their pain tolerance.
Exactly.
That's true.
That's what actually happens. So all of this regulation by non-medical people, and then criminalizing the people who know, you know, who've had the experience to know what works, because what works is not necessarily what you read about in the textbook. What works is what we've done as clinicians. And that's one thing that Justice Barr recognized when he wrote his opinion in June 27th, 2022, that millions of lives have been saved by people who did something different. And in my 42 years, I could tell you a lot of things I did different just because, you know, I said, well, this is not working. Let's try something else.
Yeah. Hold a moment, doctors. Let me go to break. Hold a moment. Just a second. We'll come right back to that thought. We'll be back. It's On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes for News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Live well, win well. It's On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes, News and Talk 1380. WAOK, we're taking a look at how the Atlanta mass shooting is related to the drug policies of the DEA. Dr. Walter Rim, Dr. Norman Clement. Doctor, should the Senate hearings hold the DEA accountable for what's happening? I mean, you've got a person who's waiting on medication and for anxiety. Doesn't that trigger something in the individual?
Well, let's put it this way. It's interesting. You know, medication has been developed down through the years, and we've found it to work. We don't know why. For instance, hydrochlorothiazide is a diuretic that we use. We were using for congestive heart failure, and we found that it helped lower a person's blood pressure. We didn't know why initially. So same thing with medications for anxiety, pain, et cetera. They were all developed with a good purpose in mind, and we got sidetracked because some people became dependent. We thought they used them longer than they should have, and for something that they should not have used it for. When in fact, we may have missed the point, because when it comes to emotional problems, a lot of times it's an individual thing. Even like depression. So a person could be anxious and may end up with something like Ativan along with an antidepressant. You try different things because it's not an exact science here. When do you stop the Ativan and just continue with them on the antidepressant? We don't really know that. So the thing is, because you can't really do studies that way, so it's an individual thing, and you have to trust your clinician. Yeah, sometimes it may be in the placebo. Has a placebo effect. So maybe it's just having faith in your doctor. You know, I think about patients of mine. I had a patient of mine who had metastatic cancer to their brain, and they were in another hospital, much bigger than mine. But they wanted to come to where I was because they had confidence in me, and that gave them a certain decrease in anxiety level to the point that they weren't as worried about what the cancer was doing to them as they would have been if they'd been somewhere away from me. And I've seen, you know, patients and families just take the patients away from me and take them to the university because they think that'll make them better, when in fact what they've done is they've taken them away from their support system. So there's a lot of things that happen that we don't really know, and we need to let people know we don't know that. But certainly a person is the head of the DEA who knows nothing. Is not even a physician.
Yeah. Oh,
that's the worst case scenario.
Yeah, that is normal.
Listen to this statement. He says, as a law enforcement agent, the DEA does not in the position to authorize or dictate what a doctor prescribes to a patient. The DEA cannot grant waivers or any kind when it comes to the practice of medicine because no such waivers exist. That's from the DEA itself, from Mr. Andrew Provoznik of the Diversion Division. And these are the kind of lies that they tell because they have had a direct involvement. This is in medication and even dictating the dosage of a medication that a physician is supposed to prescribe, and that is not within their authority. Congress never gave them that authority, but they're doing it anyways.
And they're allowing them to do it.
Are affecting veterans. We're talking about people who have gone off the war, people who have fought and worn the uniform to protect this country. And when they come back and they have some sort of anxiety disorder, they come upon a doctor who lives in fear of dispensing proper medication to them because of this DEA policy. And we have said before that cops can't practice medicine. And from cops to clinicians is what we call part of our project, in which this licensing and regulation, the DEA is only there to register people, register physicians and clinicians. And we say that registration should be moved from the DEA to clinicians, the United States Surgeon General's office. Yes, we do need congressional. Senator Warnock needs to jump right on in here and have hearings on this. We're talking about our veterans' increase in suicide, 75%, which we can directly contribute to the CDC misguided guidelines, which the DEA has adopted. And we're not afraid to say that the DEA has become a criminal enterprise of the United States government. In fact, they know who's bringing these illicit medications in. Mm-hmm. They know right from the start where they come from. And instead, what are they doing? Not only are they being paid by these guys, but who's supplying these guys with weapons? How do these weapons come? There's not a single gun store in Mexico. Yet they're armed to the teeth with weapons that we provided them from the United States. These cartels. And what have they done about nothing? Except, and they brought these illicit products in here. And what is the first thing they do? They blame it on the physicians. And how they've been able to get away with this is because, remember, physicians are goody two shoe guys. Yeah, we weren't raised to carjack and all that. We were taught
and then go to school for all of that
and stuff. Right. And so what do they do? We're easy targets. Dr. Wren is an easy target.
Yeah, that's unfair because they're linking these right. illegal drugs with legal drugs, you know.
Right. Exactly. And none of us,
here's the fact.
None of
the war on drugs was a total failure.
Okay.
Put in by Nixon. That's the first thing. So, but when you talk, and I've talked to people a long time ago, I said, legalize drugs like other countries have. That takes the criminal element out of it. I said, and supply people with test strips, teen needle sites, heroin if they need heroin. Supply them with the drugs so they're not out that they're getting fentanyl and all these other illicit drugs on the market. If they need Xanax, supply them with it. Let's stop trying to wage a war against something that doesn't exist. But think about this. Jobs. Never forget that the government is always trying to figure out how to put someone to work without, you know, so that they don't have an unemployment problem.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And so drugs, unfortunately, incentivize individuals to sell them because they can make money. You don't need a college degree or high school diploma to sell a drug. You know, it attacks the vulnerable. The more vulnerable, as usual, it always gets us because we're the vulnerable part of the vulnerable population. Poor people, unfortunately, poor white people think that they're less of them than they are of us, and it's not true either. But the thing is that we have a congressional hearing, sit down, look at the problem, try to come up with a solution. Because first of all, you can't solve a problem until you know what the problem is. So you have to talk about the problem. What are the issues? How can we do a better job?
That's about a lot. Dr. Norman, any final thoughts?
Okay, there's an organization. I want people to go to this. Listen to what Dr. Wren is saying. There's an organization, go to a website called the Law Enforcement Action Partnership. And in there is this tape from a police named Captain Peter Chris, that talks about what we need to do is legalize these medications, drugs, just like they've done in other countries. It's an end this war on drugs. But let's pull this up so we can see what's going on here.
And you're talking about prescription drugs, right?
Oh, we're talking about, we need to re-legalize heroin. Because heroin, at one point, you know why it was made illegal? First of all, heroin is morphine, all right? Mm-hmm. Why it was made illegal was because black folk were using it to stop the pains of sickle cell disease. And what happened was the Jim Crowites wanted to eliminate black folks, so what did they do? And they eliminated the diamorphine, is what we used to call it, as a medication that was given. So what? And they did the same thing with marijuana and all this other stuff. But addiction in itself is a disease state that needs to be treated.
Yeah, it has to be treated. Well, doctors, this has been great in this conversation. We're going to have to continue this again and bring you back so that we can continue to talk about this war on prescription drugs.
And read yourwithinthenorms.com.
Yeah, tell us again.
Yourwithinthenorms.com.
Within the norm?
In fact, we just wrote it's called youarewithinthenorms.com.
I love it.
Cops to clinicians, DEA's control registration. And you'll see that latest article we put out this morning. And there's an article, Dr. Wren is in this article, that talks about the DEA and the CDC the policy. And he goes into detail as to what is going on. And people need to read the blog. You are with it. And we need Senator Raphael Warnock to have Senate hearings on this thing and the tragedy that's happening to our veterans. that are being destroyed by this EEA policy.
Thank you so much, doctors. Yeah, I appreciate both of you for taking the time out. Dr. Wren, Dr. Norman Clemens, we appreciate both of you. Check out the blog. It's very insightful, very informative, I'm telling you. Check it out. We'll go to break and we'll be back with the law and legal. Doctors, we appreciate you so much for joining us in this discussion. Have a great one.